AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Johnson Controls tests the top of its yearly range while building products peers lose ground. JCI added 2.3% on 1.2x volume and remains in a 65-week active trend backdrop. But negative activity pressure and a wide fair value premium keep the weekly read balanced. Research brief. Johnson Controls International closed at $146.7 for the week ended 31 July, up 2.3%, and only 3.0% below its 52-week high of $151.2. The move stood out against a weak U.S. building products and equipment group, where the average stock fell 2.1% for the week and 7.2% over 4 weeks. JCI's trend signal remains active, and relative strength is positive. But activity pressure is below zero, and volume confirmation is moderate, rather than decisive. Key points. 1. JCI gained 2.3% for the week, 4.2% over 4 weeks, and 5.4% over 12 weeks, with a stronger 39.5% 52-week return. 2. The close sits 7.9% above the weekly trend line at 136.0 and 90.9% through the 52-week range. 3. Volume was 23.7 million shares, equal to 1.2x the 13-week average and 1.1x the 52-week average. 4. Sector and industry context is supportive on relative terms. JCI beat weak industrials and building products averages while ranking in the 90th percentile within its industry for the week. 5. Risk evidence is mixed. The trend backdrop is intact, but activity pressure is negative at -0.52, and the stock trades 65.1% above ShareMaestro fair value. Price action separates from a weak industry tape. Johnson Controls International, the $84.3 billion industrials company behind fire, HVAC, and building security equipment, finished the week at $146.7, up 2.3%. That left the stock just 3.0% below its 52-week high of $151.2 and 90.9% of the way through its annual range. A high-range position at a time when many building products and equipment names remain under pressure. The relative context is the stronger part of the case. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.7% weekly decline and a 3.6% four-week fall, while JCI gained 4.2% over 4 weeks. The industry comparison is sharper. Building products and equipment averaged -2.1% for the week, -7.2% over 4 weeks, and -5.1% over 12 weeks. JCI ranked 6th out of 32 industry peers for the week, and 4th on a 4-week basis, placing it in the 90.3rd percentile of the group. Trend signal stays active, but pressure has not confirmed. The weekly trend backdrop remains active, with a 65-week active streak, and priced 7.9% above the trend line at $136. That keeps the regime constructive, supported by positive relative strength and a 73rd percentile ranking across 640 U.S. industrials names. Momentum is steady rather than explosive. 1 week, 4 week, and 12-week returns are all positive at 2.3%, 4.2%, and 5.4%, with the longer 26-week and 52-week readings stronger at 23.7% and 39.5%. The counterweight is market dynamics. Activity pressure is negative at -0.52, so there is no fresh buy signal from the activity pressure side, even though relative strength remains positive at 7.81. That split fits the packet's balanced setup signature. Price trend and peer relative behavior are constructive, while participation pressure is not yet fully aligned. Volume offers confirmation, not conviction. Turnover improved to 23.7 million shares in the latest week, above the 13-week average of 20.2 million and the 52-week average of 21.7 million. The resulting 1.2x 13-week volume ratio gives the latest advance some confirmation, especially after the prior week's 12.3 million share move, but it does not meet the stronger participation threshold that would suggest a more forceful institutional push. Recent volume has been uneven. Late June and early July saw heavier activity at 29.7 million and 28.0 million shares, while the latest rebound arrived on a smaller but still above normal print. For a stock sitting close to a 52-week high and materially above model fair value, the quality of the next volume print matters. Premium valuation and thin industry RS breadth define the risk. JCI trades 65.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $88.85, a sign of premium demand, but also a valuation distance risk if momentum cools. The industry backdrop is also mixed beneath the surface. Building products and equipment has only 40.6% trend breadth and just 9.4% positive relative strength breadth, even though activity pressure breadth is 56.2%. JCI is one of the few larger names with positive RS in a group where broad participation remains thin. Risk statistics are not stretched by recent volatility, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 3.2% versus a 52-week base of 3.9%. The 52-week split is favorable at 32 up weeks and 20 down weeks, and the average positive week of 2.9% is slightly larger than the average negative week of negative 2.7%. Watch next for whether price can hold above the $136 trend line, whether activity pressure turns back above zero, and whether a move near $151.02 draws volume closer to or above 1.5x the 13-week norm. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.